Welcome back to another episode. I'm here always with Rylan.
Yep, what's up, everyone? Oh, I forgot to say this last episode at the beginning, so I'm going to say this episode. Make sure to join our Discord. I know you guys hate our Discord. You guys despise our Discord. But join our Discord. It'd be nice if you guys would, you know. Try to build a community, but you guys obviously don't want to be a part of that community for some reason.
That's weird.
You guys are weird. Now join our Discord. All
right, so last week we didn't get to record, and there was a Switch 1 Direct, and we're going to go over that. Well, Rylan is.
Yeah. And then we're going to go over the Switch 2 Direct that happened 2 days ago, and Ashton's going to read that. So there's only going to be two topics.
It's going to be
this
long.
Episode.
Especially the Switch 2 Direct. There's so
be
much
long.
Content.
Yeah, there's a lot of crap when it comes to both directs here. Games, you know, obviously Switch 2 being announced, all the accessories with Switch 2 and stuff. There's a lot. So, we can go and get into it. Nintendo's, you know, obviously not newest direct, but, you know, direct forward the newest.
Their newest Switch 1 direct.
Yeah, newest Switch 1 direct. It comes at a strange time, less than a week before the company is set, you know, to lift the veil on the Switch 2, which they've already have. The next generation of Nintendo software. Thursday's Nintendo Direct was all about, you know, games coming to their original Switch, which may feel ancient in 2025. But with, you know, more than 150 million Switch consoles on the market, you know, the console is still obviously has a massive audience that needs new games, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want a new Switch game, especially if it's good, you know?
Yeah.
But it says here, as Nintendo is set to move on to the Switch 2, this seems like the last big Nintendo Direct for the original Switch. Which they might have, you know, obviously a few more until the Switch 2 does come out. But
they might actually, this might have been the last Switch 1 Direct, and then they'll just mention a couple games like alongside their Switch 2 Directs. Like, hey, this game's coming out for both Switches or whatever, something like that. But
yeah,
I don't want to spoil it. Good, we'll talk about it later.
She doesn't like spoiling things. It says here, but making the showcase something of a send off for the popular console. But at least two of the games Nintendo announced Thursday aren't coming until 2006. Or 26, sorry. 2026. Indicating plenty of life, you know, still left in the current gen console. In case you missed it in real time, you know, here's everything for this Direct, this March Nintendo Direct and stuff like that. So, Metroid Prime 4 Beyond, it got announced and stuff like that. We know we've talked about it and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But it's coming to the Switch in 2025. I'm going to go ahead and just read this sentence here.
All right.
All the big games, that's I'll read like the little sentence below it. But, you know, the no-name games, you got whatever. you know, Nintendo offered Switch owners a new look at the long-awaited Metroid Prime 4, revealing that what's next for the intergalactic bounty hunter, Samus Aran, who will, you know, get a mysterious new psychic power. Or she'll get some new powers, heck yeah.
Yeah,
and a new red and black suit in the new entry. So instead of like that, like the red, orange, yellow, whatever,
yeah,
type mix, it's just red and black. Oh, that'll be nice. But that's gonna come out in 2025 this year, obviously. That's so weird. Still, even though it's in April, it's already 2025. But there's still no firm release date. I feel like they're going to obviously announce that soon enough, since, you know, again, they've already announced stuff for the Switch 2. So
probably around September for holiday, I would assume.
Yeah, I'd say. But Pokemon Legends Z&A, Nintendo offered a new look this year at the big Pokemon game, which we've talked about some. Pokemon Legends Z&A, and its day and nighttime battles. This new look detailed that ZA Royale, a tournament where trainers will rank up you know, via new unique new Pokemon battles that happen in real time and can feature mega, you know, evolutions. Pokemon Legends, you know, VA is due in late of 2025. That'll be an exciting game for you Pokemon fans. I've never really played a Pokemon game, if I'm being honest.
The only one I ever played is Arceus, and it was good.
I played Pokemon Go.
I haven't played that.
That's pretty good. But I think I've played like one more. I don't really remember which one it is. It was on the 3DS. I don't remember.
There's a bunch on the 3DS. Sun, Moon.
It might have been one of those. It was forever ago.
Yeah.
But we got Rhythm Hayden or Heaven Groove here. It's coming in 2026. It's like a Japanese musician thing. Nintendo Switch virtual game cards. Mm-hmm. 8 years into the Switch's life cycle, Nintendo's finally letting Switch owners share digital games more easily with virtual game cards. Virtual game cards can, you know, be lent to others and shared across Switch and Switch 2. The new feature will be added in a system software update in April. How's that going to work? Is that a much?
Basically, I didn't really understand because I didn't really watch it either. But basically, from what I understood is you can share games by using the virtual game card. So you send it to them and then they play it. But I think you can only play it one at a time. So they don't have to buy it, but you can't play together.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
If it's a single player game, you're not going to play it together anyways, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool. But we got Tumo Dachi Life Living the Dream. That's coming out in 2026. Nintendo Today. Nintendo's releasing a new app that aims to make Nintendo news even more direct called Nintendo Today. Which, that's already out.
I have it.
And that came out in March 27th. Came out on the 27th of March on the Apple and Google Play stores.
It's pretty cool. You can kind of see it here. It just tells you different news. It's like the Switch 2 and crap.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
But it does require a Nintendo account. Yeah. So if you guys don't have a Nintendo account, go ahead and make one, and if you guys want to download this app, go ahead and download it, since it's already out. It's been out for a few days now. Over a week, actually. But,
Yeah.
We got Marvel Cosmic Invasion. I didn't really say when that's coming out. Oh, holiday season here. But, it says here, Dotemu and Tribal Games, the folks behind Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge, we've talked about that. It's going to be a arcade style game and stuff like that.
I want an update on The Last Ronin.
I do too. I'm excited. I really hope it's going to be good, not like some trash RPG game or something.
Oh, if it's RPG, that'll suck so bad. It's got to be a 3D adventure game. It's got to be.
Like, there's a, like, based on the original, like, Ninja. It's like the 2007 like movie Ninja Turtles or whatever.
Oh,
there's a game on that. Yeah, there's a game on that. If you remember, I have it. It's from I had it for my 360. That was a good game. It was a 3D type.
I never played it.
Style game. Obviously, it wasn't open world or anything. There was levels to it, whatever. But it was good. It was for the movie. Really good. But that. Marvel games coming out in holiday, so around Christmas or whatever. Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD 2D remake that is going to come out. La la la. It doesn't say. Still no release date, but it did pop up in the direct or whatever. Sega Frontier 2 Remastered is now available on Nintendo Switch, so you guys can go in and play that. It's a. HD watercolor. It has HD watercolor visuals. I don't really know what it is, though. It doesn't say. But, No Sleep for, Kaname. date for Al. That's a weird name. The Sonamim files. The latest entry to the AL Sonamim files. It's coming out in July 25th. So in July, that's coming out. Radon remastered the mystery of the Soulless Army. Kapton 1 and 2. PlayStation Portable Rhythm Games. They're going to come out in a bundle and stuff like that on July 11th. It says here, Disney Villains Curse Cafe. You can get, I guess, get plays villains like from Disney and serve them drinks. Nice. Which is out now. If you guys want to serve Disney villains coffee, I guess. You know, why not? You know?
Yeah, makes sense. Not really.
We got Story of Seasons Grand Bazaar, August 27th. That's when that's going to come out. So, late into this year. Shadow Labyrinth. That's going to come out on July 18th. It's a little action-packed dark adventure game based on the Pac-Man franchise. It's loosely based on the Pac-Man franchise. Okay. We got Witchbrook. Here. That's going to come out winter holiday season. It's like a kind of spell type game. Like some wizard type game, I guess. Grow Your Witch Business. It's like some type of witch business and participate in seasonal events. So it's like a little business game. That's weird.
It's pretty
But cool. Okay. The Eternal Life of Gold Man, whatever that is. It's animated Metroid like. I'm just gonna kinda have like a Metroid type of animation to it. It's gonna be available during the holiday season. Again, there's really no good games I see here. Kind of all washed and unknown. So. But yeah. We got Gradius Origins. That's going to come out August 7th. There it says here, there's a few, like, it's a retro games collection of shoot 'em ups. There's a whole bunch of different ones, like Gradius 2, 3. Salamander 2. There's a whole bunch of different ones. I don't really know what it is, but yeah. There's a multi-genre rhythm game called Rift of the Necrodancer, and it is now out. You know, came out during the direct or whatever. But if you guys want to play some type of rhythm game, there it is. Tamagotchi Plaza, new entry in the Tamagotchi Connection. Corner Shop Simulator. If you guys want to and have a simulator, it's a game for you. It comes out June 27th. There are some really no-name games on here. Like, who would want to own a corner shop on a video game?
Good question.
But we got Momentum Valleys. It's a chill puzzle game. Just a little puzzle game. I mean, I like some puzzle games from now and again. Depends what they are, though. If it's like Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom, heck yeah. I love like those type of puzzles. But that's coming out April 15th, so in, 11 days. Get that if you want to. Everybody's Golf Hot Shots. It's coming in 2025, so it's just like golf course, has a variety of characters and courses, even a little weirdness, it says. So it's a little weird golf game, I'm guessing. So if you guys like golf, you might like this too. It's coming out later this year. There's some more games, whatever. Fantasy Life, the Girl Who Steals. It comes May 21st. King of Meat will release later this year. High on Life will come out May 6th. Lose Lagoon will come out this summer. Star Overdrive will come out April 10th, and The Wandering Village will come out July 17th. Again, they're like all these games are basically unknown besides Metroid Prime 4 and the Pokemon.
Yeah, game. Pretty much.
So that's all that. It's kind of washed. But
to be fair, it's towards the end of the Switch 1's life.
It is, yeah, it makes sense. Besides Metroid Prime 4, which I think Metroid Prime 4 will also be a game release for the Nintendo Switch 2.
It is, but I was wrong. It's not a launch title, but it is a cross-generation title.
Oh, so it actually is going to be for the regular Switch.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a launch title.
I thought it was too. But no, the only launch title for the Switch 2 is Mario Kart World.
It looks nice.
Oh, yeah. I
mean, another Mario Kart game after 12 years of Mario Kart 8.
And it's cool because all the tracks are connected and stuff. So, like, after a race, instead of just going on to the next one, you actually race to the next track.
Oh, so you don't have to go back to the main menu and click another track? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so if you're in the Grand Prix, all you have to do is, after the race is over, you just hit next race. Instead of loading into the next course track, you race to the next track.
Yeah, that's nice. That's awesome. But yeah, that's all there is to that. Again, there's not really good games besides, you know, Metroid Prime 4 and, you know, Pokemon DNA. But other than that,
talk more if you guys want to Metroid Prime 4 here.
Yeah. If you want to own corner stores, hotels,
or give villains coffee, then.
Yeah, give Disney villains coffee, then, you know, those are the games for you. But other than that, let's move on to the actual good direct here.
Very good direct. All right. So, day before yesterday, we had Nintendo Switch 2 direct. Finally, we've been counting it down. And here we go. I'll read everything according to IGN that was in it.
Yeah.
Because I did watch it, but it's hard to watch something and explain. It's easier to read from an article of what was in it. So, according to IGN, this is everything that was in it.
Okay.
All right. We've got Nintendo Switch 2 release date, price, hardware, features, and accessories. It says Nintendo Switch 2 release date and price revealed. Nintendo revealed that Nintendo Switch 2 will officially be released on June 5th, 2025, and it will cost $449. That is true. That is true. $449.99 US dollars. So $450 US dollars. There will also be a Nintendo Switch 2 plus Mario Kart World bundle that will cost $500 US dollars, $499.99.
Yeah. The only thing that sucks about the Switch 2 is the game prices.
And I've seen a lot of people complain about that. And yes, I understand $80 for a game is expensive.
Again, it is technically the next generation. I think
so too. A lot of people consider the Switch and the Wii U in the same generation. To me, the Switch started a new generation, and then the Xbox
started a new
series, and PS5 followed. But a lot of people don't, because I don't know how two consoles by the same company can be in the same generation. That makes zero sense to me.
I don't understand.
Me either. So to me, the Nintendo Switch 2 starts a new generation.
Literally, the Switch 2 is 8 years old. It'll be 8 years younger than the original Switch.
Yeah.
So that's like a whole generation. That's 10 years almost.
The Switch came out in 2017. The Wii U came out in 2012. How are they in the same generation?
They're not.
It's 5 years.
That makes no sense.
I'd understand like if it was, if the Switch to the Wii U was like the Switch OLED, just an upgraded version, but it's not. It's a completely different system.
Yeah.
Anyway, seen a lot of people complaining about the prices, $80. The only game that's $80 on the Switch 2 as of right now is the Mario Kart game. So Donkey Kong Bonanza is $70. And then other ones are $70. And then some third-party titles are $60. So it just depends. It's kind of like how Tears of the Kingdom was $70 on the Switch. It goes by, basically, there's no saying, it goes by a game-by-game basis on how much they think it's worth. To me, watching Mario Kart, how open world, it's an open world Mario Kart game. To me, that's worth $80.
Yeah, because it's not just Mario Kart, like, oh, you switch different levels. You can drive around, go to the different levels, and there's probably more to it. There's probably a story, maybe, to it.
And yes, you know? I know it sucks at $80 for a game, but you got to think inflation as well. Developers are losing their jobs almost every week. It seems like we talk about somebody else losing jobs because they're just not making enough money. So if to me, spending $80 for a game lets a developer keep their job. To me, that's okay.
I'll spend that $80.
That's okay.
Yeah,
because they work hard to get us those games. Why should they lose their job because they're not making enough money off of the games? So
if they make they spent their time with they could be with their families, but no, they're spending overtimes making this game. They're, you know, they're developing it's a lot, you know.
But it says Nintendo Switch 2 release date and price revealed. I already said the price. It says Nintendo Switch 2 pre-orders begin April 9th, so they were supposed to begin April 9th, but we got a report earlier today that they are delaying pre-orders in the U.S. because of tariffs, which I'm not going to get into politics. I'm not going to say anything about that, but it sucks when politics and gaming combine, you know, they're supposed to be separate, you know, politics, you know, gaming kind of takes your mind off of politics, and here they are coming together and causing issues. So I'm not going to say anything else about that, how I feel about any of that, because it's it doesn't matter. So it sucks. Yes, it's delayed, but
we'll get
the release date is not delayed as of yet. It's still June 5th for the US. But it says that the prices may go up. So the console might end up being $500, $550 without the bundle. We don't know. But as of right now, it's $450 just the system, or $500 with Mario Kart bundle with the system. And just think, if you get the bundle, go ahead.
Even if it's is $500, people are still going to complain about the price and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even though it's 10 times more powerful than the original Switch, first of all. And second of all, it has way more features. Plus, you know, I see here it has like a camera you can get or whatever like that. Which it's pretty cool. But people are going to complain for no reason. For a bigger screen, just a bigger console overall, a more powerful console overall that can run 120 FPS 1080p.
Look at the PS5 Pro and then tell 4K, me if this is, 60, you know, $700. The Switch 2 is not $700, so therefore, I think anything up to $700 is okay.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, for a new console instead of an upgraded version of the same console.
Yeah.
PS5 Pro is just an upgraded version of a console that's already out. The Switch 2 is a new generation. So, to me, $450 is very fair priced. And even if inflation and tariffs make it go up to $550, $600, so be it. You know, that's the economy right now. It sucks. We all know that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Pro controller.
I like it.
It looks kind of weird, but
it looks the same. It looks the same, but it just, I like the accent, the gray accent.
Oh, yeah.
And it supposedly has Hall Effect sticks as well. And the Joy-Cons are supposedly have Hall Effect sticks. But anyway.
The buttons look bigger, too.
Yeah, I know the sticks
the
are for
looks
sure.
Bigger. The sticks,
oh, the sticks on the Joy-Con bigger. Are bigger. I don't know about this Pro Controller.
Yeah, like the actual buttons itself, like the, you know, ABXY, that looks bigger. The D-pad looks bigger. Then they have that new button, too.
Yeah, the C button for game chat.
Yeah.
But
there is like a game chat feature, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. But back That's cool. What I was saying about the price. Right now, $450 for the console, or $499 for the console and Mario Kart. So Mario Kart by itself is $80. If you get the bundle, that makes Mario Kart only $50. So if you're complaining about that, just get that. Which I understand you have the right to complain. That's fine. But to me, just get the bundle if you're worried about it. To me, I'm not getting the bundle because I don't want a digital game. I want physical game. But
yeah, I'm gonna get the game physical.
That's
if
what I'm
it's
doing.
Especially if it's like a Nintendo game, like that's the reason I got Tears of Kingdom and Breath of the Wild physical.
Exactly.
Because I want to keep the cases, you know.
Yeah. Like I said, pre-orders are supposed to begin April 9th, but they are delayed until further notice. We don't know. But you can go onto Nintendo's website and register your Nintendo account. There are criteria on there, but basically you have to be the one that pays for Nintendo Switch Online and have at least 50 hours of online playtime in the past 8 years. So hopefully you have that. And then
if you don't have that, there's something wrong.
Some other criteria. But go on there and register for that. That's to keep down on scalpers from Nintendo. It's the only reason you're doing that. So go on their website and register for your Switch 2 if you're interested. The invitations will start going out on May 8th. Yeah, if you're part of a family membership, we can't do it because we're not the ones that pay for that membership technically, even though we take turns paying for it every year. But
yeah, it's kind of dumb.
It says invitations will go out on May 8th, 2025, and will be prioritized on a first-come, first-served basis to registrants who have purchased Nintendo Switch Online membership with a minimum of 12 months of paid membership and a minimum of 50 total play hours as of April 2nd, 2025. And it says Nintendo Switch 2 has 4K support, HDR, Joy-Con with mouse controls, 256 gigabytes of storage, RAID cartridges, and so much more. Then Nintendo Switch 2.
People aren't understanding why the price is so much more because it's more power. It just has so much
it's
more
newer
than
hardware.
The original Switch. Yeah, it's just way newer hardware.
It's not
more
8
powerful,
years
way
ago
more
hardware. And like we were paying $60 for Wii games. We've been paying $60 ever since until the new generation. It's time.
Thing,
it's about
actually,
time that stuff starts going up. It takes longer to develop these games. And
games
people forget.
Like, they run more.
But
know?
Some
they're
Super
bigger.
Nintendo games, like Donkey Kong Country 2, was $80 back in the 90s.
Yeah, I seen some like Nintendo 64 games were $80 and stuff like that. Like, people don't understand. Like,
and
games
with
have already
inflation,
been
$80 back in the 90s is worth a lot more than it is now. That's like $130-$150 nowadays money, $80 back then. And yes, I get people's argument, oh, you know, the cartridges are harder to make, they're bigger, more expensive. It doesn't matter. $80 is $80, whether it was back then or now. And I would rather pay $80 now for bigger games than back then.
Yeah. Like, pixelated.
Listen, I'm not here to argue with you guys. You guys can be upset with the prices all you want. That's fine. You don't have to buy it. That's fine. I'm going to buy it because I'm going to enjoy those games. But you guys do what you want. I'm not here to make you guys mad. I'm just stating my opinions on it.
Yeah, it's your life, you know.
Yeah, like, it just what makes me upset is every video you go on, every Reddit page you go on about the Switch, dude, people are complaining, drop the price, the price are too high, I'm not going to be buying it. That's fine. You don't have to. Just don't talk about it. I don't want to see that everywhere I go. That I want to see people being happy. Oh, the Switch 2 is finally out. I'm happy it's finally coming. I don't want to see people being negative all the time.
Forever since the last Switch console.
I get it. If you don't want to buy it, that's fine. That's on you. Just don't tell everybody. Yeah. Nobody cares. I don't care.
Really? Like, no one cares about your opinion and, like, how you feel about the console. Like, it's going to be higher.
It's fine to have your own opinion, but that's the thing with your own opinion. You can keep it to yourself.
Yeah, you don't have to make it public.
Yeah, on every single post. Like, say it once, it's fine, but seeing it every single time over and over and over, enough is enough.
Say,
I don't
like,
care.
Like, I see, like, that video I sent you, like, the comparison between the Switch 1 and 2, like, the size difference. People are like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, I get it. You don't like the prices.
Yeah. Like, who cares? Yes, you don't have to buy it. That's fine. It's too much. But gas, it's too much. Are you going to boycott that and not buy gas? Oh, wait, you have to. So it's the same thing. Like, some things you just got to deal with. Gaming is one of those things. It's not a need. It's a privilege. So, yes, you don't have to buy these, but you don't have to tell everybody in the world that you're not going to buy it.
Oh, Ashton, by the way, I'm not getting the Switch 2.
That's fine. That's your opinion. Just don't go posting exactly. everywhere.
I'm getting that.
I can respect your opinion. That's fine. But just
but you don't have to leave post it,
there.
It everywhere.
Leave it there.
Yeah.
All right. With my rant out of the way, let's keep going.
That's same with everything there. You know?
Exactly. Like not just the Switch.
Baits, you know, everything.
Exactly. NBA tickets. They're ridiculously priced. We know that. Don't go to the game if you don't want to pay the prices. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing.
Watch at home. Just watch at home.
Exactly. All right. Anyway.
Anyway.
Nintendo Switch 2 has a ton of new hardware features and experiences. And it all starts with the console itself that has a 7.9-inch LCD screen that displays games at 1080p in handheld mode. However, those looking for a better resolution will be happy to know that the new dock will be able to output video up to 4K resolution and play games at up to 120 frames per second. So don't let this confuse you. 4K resolution, yes, in docked mode, but only 4K 60 frames per second. To get that 120 frames per second, you need it to be in either 1440p or 1080p docked.
So 1080p or 2K.
Yes.
Which, you know.
Now, handheld, either way, you can't get 120 frames per second in handheld. From what I understand, is 60. Now, like maybe smaller games, but like Metro Prime 4, I know for a fact is 1080, 60 frames in handheld.
If it's plugged up, maybe. It depends.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
On the game, though.
All I know right now is the only game that I've seen so far that supports 120 frames per second is Metro Prime 4 so far. There's going to be more, obviously. But I do know for a fact that that is only supported 1080, 60 frames in handheld.
Yeah,
I did hear that the... I don't know what hertz the Switch handheld screen is. If it's only 60 hertz, you'll never get 120 frames per second game because what's the point? You can't see it. So... I'm not sure what the hertz it is. I looked on the specs earlier and I could not find it. So
they might,
maybe
they might
keep you up to date on that. I'm guessing it's probably only 60 hertz.
I'd say 60.
Because it's only a 1080p screen. So 1080, 60 frames in handheld, that's pretty good. You don't really need 120 frames per second in handheld all that much. On a bigger screen, you can tell the frames a little more. 60
frames for like really any big game now, it's fine.
Yeah.
So...
But it,
if you're going to complain about 60 frames on handheld, then go buy a PC. Go buy a handheld PC.
Or keep playing your Switch at 30 frames per second. You know, whatever.
Yeah, do that. Which is crap. I was playing Breath of the Wild. It's so smooth, just even 30 frames, you know. It's so smooth.
Now, if you emulate it on PC and then you get like the hacks like I have to make it 60 frames per second, you can tell the difference. But just playing it and not knowing better, you don't know. But going from playing it on PC 60 frames and then going back to handheld or even TV, it's
you can tell
a big
that difference.
Yeah.
And then you would have to get used to it again. But again, it's not really
like playing Fortnite on the Switch on 30 frames and then playing on my PC at over 120. There's a difference there.
Yeah, but it's not much really. You know, you can obviously tell there's like a little bit, say, delay or whatever.
Slow motion and 30 frames compared to 120.
Yeah.
That's a shooter, though. That's a shooter game.
Yeah. But still.
Yeah.
It kind of goes for all games, though. Because shooter games are like more the most powerful type games, besides like, say, Spider-Man 2 or whatnot.
Yeah.
Like those kind of story-based games.
Yeah. All right. The new Joy-Con, which connect to the Nintendo Switch 2 with a magnetic snap, looks similar to the original models but offer new features like mouse control. The right Joy-Con also includes a new C button that will work with the new online feature called Game Chat that lets you read about it below. The right Joy-Con will continue to support NFC for Amiibo. A lot of people don't talk about that because I guess they're just overlooking it because of all the other details, but a lot of people are wondering, will this still have Amiibo support? And yes, it does. And the new Pro Controller, Nintendo Switch 2 Pro Controller, also supports Amiibo, like the current Pro Controller. It says, it was also confirmed that Nintendo Switch 2 will have RAID game cartridges, 256 gigabytes of internal storage.
It says here, for those cartridges that, first of all, it's a new Red Sleek look, but it also has faster data reading speeds.
Yeah. Yep. And then 256 gigabytes in internal storage that can be expanded with micro SD Express cards. You cannot use regular micro SD cards. They have to be micro SD Express cards. Express cards have higher transfer speeds, data speeds, whatever. Like micro SD cards will not work in this Switch 2. The only thing it'll work for the Switch 2 is transferring your pictures, your screenshots from the Switch 1 to the Switch 2. It will not, you cannot put games on a micro SD card in the Switch 2, only micro SD card Express cards.
Gotcha.
Do not buy the wrong one.
So regular, like, SD cards. Like, you can, you know, put your, just photos on or whatever.
Yeah, so, like, how you take in-game screenshots and stuff on your Switch. So, if you want to transfer those to your Switch 2, you can put the micro SD card from your Switch 1 into your Switch 2, transfer those pictures. But you cannot download games onto that micro SD card. You can only download games to micro SD Express cards. And micro SD cards are cheap as crap, but micro SD Express cards are a little bit more expensive, but still not terribly bad. So, like,
I bought a micro SD card for my Switch, like my original Switch, to get 2K.
Yeah.
I remember.
So, they are.
So, I couldn't use that. You cannot use that same one. Gotcha.
You have to buy an Express card.
I seen, hold on, let me, where was it at?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Procrastination. Putting it off. Kicking the can down the road. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's like $50 or 40 some dollars.
Yeah, so I'll tell you here real quick. Just a to an Express versus regular. So a micro SD Express card SanDisk 256 gigabyte is $60, while a regular SanDisk 256 non-Express is only $23. So about a $40 difference there. But
it makes sense.
The speeds are different. For the regular SD cards, 190 megabytes per second. For the Express, it's 650 megabytes per second. So over almost 500 megabytes per second difference.
Big difference. Big difference.
It's so because the Switch 2 games are so much bigger. We'll move on. It says Game Chat is Nintendo's new solution to playing with friends. Game Chat is a new online feature from Nintendo that will let players play and talk with each other while playing Nintendo Switch 2 games. Once Game Chat is activated, players will be able to press the C button on the right Joy-Con to not only start chatting with friends, but also share their screen. Use video chat with a Nintendo Switch 2 camera accessory, which is sold separately, and or compatible USB-C camera. So you don't have to buy the Switch 2 camera if you want to do voice or video chat on while you're playing games. You can use a camera you already have as long as it's USB-C.
The video chat works.
You hit that chat button, that C button, and it brings up, basically, it looks like Discord.
Is it like a little menu?
Yeah.
Oh.
It brings up basically Discord. You can use just voice or video chat while you're playing games. And then it shows like your face and then the game behind you that you're playing. So if you're playing with friends, they can see what you're doing, so or you can see what they're doing through the video chat.
Is it kind of like, Colin in his city?
Yes. It's basically like a green screen. You're cut out
like
in front
of
it.
Back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of weird, but cool, I guess.
It is pretty cool.
I wonder how good the camera's going to be.
Yeah, it didn't look too bad. It didn't show your background or nothing, so it just showed your face, and your face looked like what they done on the Treehouse event looked pretty good. It says Game Chat will be free until March 2026 for all Nintendo Switch 2 users, but it will require a Nintendo Switch Online membership after. So it's
Also, we're going to have it
free access. Yeah, free access to non-Nintendo Switch Online members. But after March 2026, you will have to have Nintendo Switch Online. Which, to be fair, if you are playing online with friends, you probably already have Nintendo Switch Online.
Yeah, most likely. I mean,
unless you only play Fortnite, which doesn't require online to play.
Yeah. Or if you just play like Breath of the Wild, Tears of Kingdom, Mario, whatever.
Yeah.
Those don't really require Nintendo Switch Online.
Right. Nintendo Switch 2 accessories, Pro Controller, camera, and more. Nintendo Switch 2 will be launching with a bunch of accessories, including a Pro Controller for $80. That looks a lot like the original Switch Pro Controller, but sexier because it has gray accents. And
sexier. I see the trigger look whitish.
Yeah, like a light gray. It
looks white on here.
Comes with an audio jack and the C button for game chat on the Pro Controller and two extra back pedal buttons.
Oh, so you can plug headphones into it.
Mm-hmm. And it has back pedals. You can program buttons too. So if whatever
that makes sense why it's so expensive. Sense why it's like $80.
Well, and the Pro Controller now is what, $70? It's only $10 more.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. And it has more.
Right, exactly. And it looks nice because it looks like the original one, but better.
Yeah, the buttons look bigger too. Little bigger.
Yeah.
Which, just a teeny bit. Like the actual main buttons look bigger. Like the ABX and Y.
Maybe.
I don't know. You can't tell from the photo, but we'll see.
I'll do a side by side comparison. How about I make a YouTube video on it when I get mine?
I might do too.
It says there will also be a Nintendo Switch 2 camera for $50 that can be used with game chat and bring you not only into video chat with your friends, but also into various games. Various games like Super Mario Party, Jamboree, and Fun Ways. Nintendo also shared details on other accessories like new Joy-Con 2 controllers will be $90 for two Joy-Cons. Joy-Con 2 charging grip. Well, I think right now two Joy-Cons are $80.
Oh, like for the original Switch.
Mm-hmm. So it's only $10 price difference there. But it says Joy-Con charging grip, which is $35. Joy-Con straps was only $13, which you get with your Joy-Cons in the box. But if you want extra ones, you know, $13. Joy-Con 2 wheels, so for like Mario Kart, you get two of them. So it's a two-pack for $20. Not too terribly bad. And then Nintendo Switch dock set. So basically a second dock. So if you lose your dock, break it, or whatever, or if you just want to set it up in two different rooms. So have one in the living room and then have one in your bedroom.
And then without it can having take your Switch.
Right, without having to unplug your dock and then take it in your living room, you just have two of them set. A dock set is $110.
Heck yeah.
And then a Switch 2 carrying case and screen protector is $35, which I will be getting. Nintendo Switch 2 all-in-one carrying case, which is the big one. You can put the dock in, a Pro Controller, Joy-Cons, your charging grip, all of that.
I'll go get that one.
It's $80.
Yeah.
But I'm getting the $35 one.
That depends.
Because I have the one that you put all your dock and crap in for the original Switch, and I didn't really use it much, so I just get
it. I mean, it is probably kind of
because I have a book bag. I put crap in my book bag. I don't, you know what I mean? Because even when I use that big old thing, put the dock and crap in, I still put it in my book bag.
And then I would just, I mean, I get like a carrying case, like a little Switch.
Like somebody
case,
will get it, like yes. Yeah, somebody, it's perfect for some people, but for me, I just put everything in my book bag, so I don't need it. I just need a carrying case for my Switch, not for my dock and everything, too.
Yeah, and then you just put your dock in your book bag or whatever, and then you can put your carrying case again in your book bag.
Mm-hmm.
All you need is a book bag.
Yeah, basically. And it says you can get a Nintendo Switch AC adapter, so there's one that comes with your Switch, but if you want an extra one, it is $30.
Oh.
Nintendo Switch 2 first party games, Nintendo Kart World, Donkey Kong Bonanza, and more. Mario Kart World kicked off the Nintendo Switch 2 Direct, and it was confirmed to be a launch title.
I can't wait.
And says it was packed with a ton of gameplay and exciting reveals that we can't wait to learn about more about. First of all, it was confirmed that Mario Kart will be released on the same day as Nintendo Switch 2 on June 5th, 2025. What may be the most exciting about Mario Kart World is that it is really a massive interconnected world that Nintendo wants you to explore. While there will be traditional levels with up to 24 drivers instead of 12, like previous Mario Kart games,
two times the amount.
Yeah. There is much more freedom during and outside of the races. Alongside seeing our favorite characters racing in cars, motorcycles, boats, snowmobiles, and planes, we also saw characters grinding on rails, riding on walls, and more. There was even a moment when a giant cow...
More just besides carts.
Yeah. And it says there was even a moment when a giant cow from Moo Moo Meadows was racing. We were also shown two brand new game modes, Knockout Tour and Free Roam. Knockout Tour is an elimination/battle royale style mode where you have to be the last driver racing as you travel across the wild world of this latest Mario Kart and avoid elimination. Free Roam allows players to explore the levels of Mario Kart World at their own pace. They can go off track and learn routes, even just taking a casual drive through the countryside. Like I said, open world Mario Kart.
That sounds pretty cool.
And it is important to note, however, Mario Kart World Tour will cost $80, which is higher than any base one Switch game ever released. And there was rumors going around that Mario Kart World would cost $80 digital, $90 physical. But I haven't been able to see the $90 physical anywhere for the US anyway. So
yeah, it's just a rumor.
That could be a rumor. Even if it's $90, I'm getting physical. Forget digital. But, and like I said, Mario Kart World's the only $80 game that we have so far. Donkey Kong Bonanza is $70. Because Donkey Kong Bonanza is smashing its way into Nintendo Switch this July. The last big trailer for Nintendo Switch 2 was Donkey Kong Bonanza, a new 3D platform and action adventure game that sees Donkey Kong smashing through a new world. So this is the first 3D Donkey Kong game we've had since Donkey Kong 64. Obviously on Nintendo 64. Other than that, we've got 2D Donkey Kong games like Donkey Kong Country, Returns, Tropical Freeze, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it says there also looks to be plenty of bosses, humor, and even 2D sections in this game as well. It says it will be released on Nintendo Switch 2 on July 17th, 2025. Kirby Air Riders is a new racing game coming to Nintendo Switch 2 that's being developed by Super Smash Bros. Developer, our director, Shiro Sakura. So Kirby Air Riders. There was a Kirby Air Ride, I believe, on the GameCube. So now Air Riders is basically that sequel one that's released for the Switch 2.
Yeah.
Kirby Air Riders is a new title from the Smash Bros. Director, Mashiro Sakura, that will be racing to Nintendo Switch 2 later in 2025. While we didn't see any gameplay, we did get a glimpse of Kirby on his Warp Star machine and other Kirby Air Riders on different machines. This will be the first Kirby Air Ride game since the original was released on GameCube in 2023. I mean, not 2023, 2003. So I was right, it was the GameCube.
Yeah.
Because I'm the goat at remembering.
You did tell me there was going to be the Breath of the Wild and Tears of Kingdom versions.
That is next, yes. It says The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild and The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom are getting Nintendo Switch 2 Edition versions at launch. Both The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom are getting Nintendo Switch Edition versions at launch that will enhance Link's grand adventures with smoother frame rates, faster load times, and better graphics. It says there will also be... Okay, let me talk about the frame rate and stuff. So, almost certain that they are now, instead of 1080p docked, 30 frames per second, or 720 handheld, 30 frames per second, they will be 1080p, 60 frames per second docked, and 1080p, 60 frames per second. Well, that's not true. Because I believe in the Treehouse, they were streaming it at 4K. So it might be 4K 60 frames in docked mode for these games and 1080 60 frames in handheld. Because I was watching the Treehouse, and they was doing a side-by-side comparison, and one was 4K and one was regular Switch, and it looked so much better on the Switch 2, as you would expect.
Yeah.
So, don't hold me to it, but I do believe that Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom will be 4K docked 60 frames, and then 1080p 60 frames handheld. Okay, but it says that there will also be new Zelda Notes app on the Nintendo Switch Online app that you download to your phone that is exclusive to these new editions and will help players find shrines, Koroks, and other locations along commentary from Princess Zelda that wasn't part of the original game. So in the treehouse, if you watched it, which I don't think you did, but any of you listening have watched it, you've seen that basically you say, you push a button, shows you where all the shrines are, all the Korok seeds, whatever. So say you want to find a shrine in Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom. So push a button showing all the shrines and pick whichever one that you need to go to, that whichever one you don't have, or any of the ones you don't have. You just click on it and say navigate. And on your phone, you have to be connected to the same Wi-Fi as your Switch too. But yeah. On your phone, it'll literally bring up your location on Hyrule map and it'll tell you go northwest. So you go northwest in the game, you navigate, it says, okay, continues north until it takes you right to the shrine on your.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like that's awesome. It's like basically navigation. If you're going to McDonald's down the road, but in Hyrule.
In Hyrule. Go to the McLink.
Yeah. It's awesome. Like that's so cool. And then there's really cool. Also item sharing. So like say, I have a really powerful weapon that I made, but I want to share it with you, Roland. If we're friends on Nintendo Switch Online, I can go on that app on my phone and share that weapon with you and then send it to your game and you can then get it in your game.
Huh. That's neat.
And items, like if you need health, if you need food, meals, anything, I can share them with you.
Do you still keep them too?
I don't think you do.
I'm stealing your stuff.
That's fun. I got like
I need to find
800. I think I put like a 888 of almost everything.
I need to find my amiibo cards. They're in here somewhere.
Oh, you can also scan amiibo through your phone.
Through your phone?
With that app, that Zelda app, yeah.
And then it gives
you rewards too. Like it gives you like a daily reward in that app. So like you spin a wheel and it says here you can have a free full recovery if you need it or something like that. Or a free stamina bar or something like that. Like stamina wheel.
That's neat.
And then it also scanning the amiibos, like scan this amiibo 3 more times to get to where you can scan this amiibo twice in one day instead of once a day or whatever.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on with these games that's Nintendo Switch. This article doesn't talk about it, but we don't really know the prices on... if you already have the physical or digital Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom or any of the other Switch 2 edition games, then
you're okay.
All you have to do is buy the expansion. So like you don't have to buy the whole Switch 2 edition game again. You just have to put your cartridge in if you got it physical and then buy like an expansion. So like Breath of the Wild expansion or Tears of the Kingdom expansion. But if you have Nintendo Switch Online, those are included. They're included DLC basically.
So all you'll have to do is put the cartridge in.
Yes. And then it'll say, hey, you don't have this later. Do you want to download this expansion for these Nintendo Switch versions of these games? And you say, yeah, whatever. Okay. Metro Prime 4 Beyond is getting Nintendo Switch 2 edition version with mouse controls and quality and in performance modes. Metro Prime 4 Beyond is getting Nintendo Switch edition that will feature mouse controls and quality, so you can use controls.
Figure out that mouse control feature.
That's going to be amazing for aiming. But you can also do it with the regular sticks, Pro Controller, or Joy-Cons. And it's seamless. Like they showed in the treehouse, like he was using the thumbstick to aim, and then all of a sudden he put it down on the desk and started moving around, and just seamless transition.
So you don't have to switch.
You don't have to switch it in settings. It does it for you.
Heck yeah.
But it says, will feature mouse controls and quality 4K 60 frames per second HDR and performance mode. So quality mode is 4K 60 frames per second HDR, and performance mode is 1080p 120 frames per second HDR. So it doesn't say whether that's docked or handheld. So I know 4K, you cannot get 4K on handheld. I do know that for a fact. It's only a 1080p screen.
Yeah.
But it said you can get 1080p 120 frames per second. I know you can in docked, but I don't know if you can get 120 frames per second in handheld. That's just something we got to learn. But it says Kirby and the Forgotten Land plus Starcross World brings new story to Switch 2. So if Kirby and the Forgotten Land is a Nintendo Switch game, which is also getting a Nintendo Switch 2 edition basically through DLC and higher frame rates and stuff. It says Kirby and the Forgotten Land is another title getting the Nintendo Switch 2 edition treatment, which includes a brand new story called Starcross World. It will include new mouthful modes to utilize. The game will also have improved performance when it arrives on Switch 2 on August 28th, 2025.
There are two Kirby games.
Yeah. Super Mario Party Jamboree, which is another Switch game, is getting Nintendo Switch 2 edition along with DLC.
Expansion.
And it, I remember when it also has mouse controls because it's a party game, which they showed in the Nintendo Treehouse today that I watched. Different mouse things you could do. It's pretty cool. Which I'm not a big Mario Party fan, but so I wouldn't buy it. But if you're into that, it's pretty cool. Pokemon Legends ZA.
Yeah, Mario Party like a board game type game?
Yeah, just a bunch of mini games and stuff. To me, that's, I don't like mini games. I like actual games, like something to do, not just pastime.
Yeah.
But it says Pokemon Legends ZA's Nintendo Switch 2 edition will feature improved resolution and frame rate. Pokemon Legends ZA may not be releasing until later this year, but it will be coming to Nintendo Switch 2 with improved resolution and frame rates. And then there's going to be basically a tech demo, which unfortunately you have to pay for. But
that still looks cool though.
Yeah, it just shows you different things with the system. So that's pretty cool. I won't get it because you got to pay for it. Like, I'm not. It's a pointless
probably
game.
Isn't much at all.
Yeah, probably yeah, $10 or $20 or something.
Yeah,
it doesn't say.
But still, that would be pretty cool to see. Just have
Drag X Drive is an online 3v3 game that puts the focus on Switch 2 mouse controls. So if you watch the direct, you use both because both Joy Cons have mouse sensors, so you can use both of the mouse. So basically, you put both of them on the desk and you push them forward. So it's like, basically, you're using a wheelchair for this game, but it's basketball. So you move around with the mouse, and then you go up and shoot.
Oh, I feel like I like that. Oh, wait, so does it actually detect?
Yes, you have to flick your wrist and stuff.
Oh, that's cool. I'm going to get this.
So basically, it's like handicapped basketball, basically, like in a way. Like, not, you know,
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, I see, like.
Not
the trailer. I see like
putting down on anybody, but that's basically what it is. Like, it's wheelchair basketball is what it is. And it looks cool. It looks fun. Like, that's pretty cool. And a different way of showing off those mouse controls.
I'm definitely going to get that. Looks neat.
It says Drag X Drive is a brand new online 3v3 that puts a focus on Switch 2's mouse controls. Players will use their Joy-Con to play basketball and control their wheelchairs, perform tricks, and shoot and dunk the ball and more. Drag X Drive will be released on Nintendo Switch 2 this summer.
Hear that, Ashton? Be LeBron, do tomahawks.
Yeah, I will. Nintendo,
in a wheelchair.
Nintendo GameCube games are coming exclusively to Switch 2 via Nintendo Switch Online. Which, that GameCube controller, I'm buying it.
Oh, there's going to be a controller?
Yeah, the one that's on the cover.
Oh.
It's a wireless GameCube controller.
You already have like four.
This one's new.
This one's new and different, Ashton says. Yeah, there isn't GameCube on the regular Switch. I know there's Nintendo 64.
I mean, there's remasters like NES. Metroid Prime 1 and then like Super Mario Sunshine.
But they're not natural like
3 were.
There's not an actual like exclusive type deal with the original Switch for like just GameCube games, right?
Nope.
You got Paige.
It's going to be Nintendo Switch 2 exclusive, which releases the same day as the system. It says
Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Going to be on there.
It says GameCube games are finally coming to Nintendo Switch Online, but they are exclusive to Nintendo Switch 2. These classic games will begin launching when Switch 2 is released June 5th, and it will all start with The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker, F-Zero GX, and Soul Calibur 2. And then I seen like Super Mario Sunshine, Luigi's Mansion, a bunch of different ones coming.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Later. But the only ones that are coming on launch June 5th is Wind Waker, F-Zero, and Soul Calibur.
So is that, you know, GameCube controller just going to be like a Bluetooth GameCube controller?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be a little different?
No, it's going to be Bluetooth.
Oh, gotcha.
And then there's a ton of Nintendo Switch third-party games. There's Dustblood, Elden Ring, and then there's a new Hyrule Warriors game, Age of Imprisonment, which tells the Imprisonment War about Tears of the Kingdom, which Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity told about the Calamity War, whatever that happened with Breath of the Wild. So basically, that Hyrule Warriors was a prequel to Breath of the Wild, and this Hyrule Warriors is a prequel to Tears of the Kingdom.
That's neat. And then probably say, if there's another game based on that timeline, they're probably going to make another Hyrule Warriors thing.
Probably, but I think they're done with that timeline. I don't know. Probably, maybe they say they are.
You never know. They'll open it back up one day. I say they're done with it. They're going to open back up, add another Zelda game. It's just a mess.
Yeah.
It's always a mess with the timelines.
There's a crap ton of third-party games. Cyberpunk is coming to Switch too. But what's weird about is apparently it's only going to run at 40 frames per second. Not that the Switch 2 can't run it at 60. I'd say it could probably run it higher than that. But for some reason, that's what the developers decided to run it at is 40. So I don't know if they already had a version for the Switch that would only run at 30. And there's like, the Switch 1 couldn't handle 30 frames per second. It just dipped down because it wasn't powerful enough. So they just took the version that they already had, put a few better graphics on it. It's like, okay, we'll cap it at 40 since we already have it pretty much developed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hades 2 will be released 2025 for Switch and Switch 2 before other consoles.
That you see a Deltarune?
Mm-hmm.
That is a Undertale. That's like kind of like that same guy who made Undertale made this Deltarune game. It's just a whole different story. I never got into it. I didn't like it like how I liked Undertale. But the same guy who made this made Undertale.
Nice.
It's like the same type of game.
Yeah. The Final Fantasy 7 remake integrated is coming to Switch 2. Cyberpunk, like I said. Street Fighter 6, Split Fiction, Project 007. So that looks like some kind of sequel to GoldenEye 007, which was released on the N64.
I've played it.
It says Switch 2 does not appear to be lacking third-party support, as a ton of older and upcoming games plan to join the party in 2025 and beyond. This list will ever be growing, but here are the other games Nintendo revealed. Madden, it's coming back to Nintendo consoles, and then EA Sports FC, 2K, obviously WWE and NBA, Split Fiction, Cyberpunk, Final Fantasy, Street Fighter, Hogwarts Legacy. It's getting Nintendo Switch version.
Oh, what it is, that 007 game, it's an origin story game for James Bond.
Oh, nice. Tony Hawk Pro Skater,
be in newer graphics and stuff.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4, Fortnite. I'm not hitting all of them, just the big names here. Hollow Knight
Star
Silksong.
Wars Outlaw. Hitman, World of Assassinations. Hitman. Then that Project 007 game.
Yeah.
There's a few good games. A
bunch of different ones.
Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah, I said that one. Yeah.
Did you? Borderlands 4.
Oh, that Bravely Default Flying Fairy HD Remaster. They played that on the Treehouse today, and I fell asleep while watching because it's a RPG. But apparently it was a 3DS game that they remastered. But if you're into RPGs, there you go. It made me fall asleep because I hate RPGs. But
RPGs are boring. It depends. It depends. Like,
that's how I feel about playing them too. Watching them and playing them feels the same to me.
It's rough.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I took like a 2-hour nap after that because it's boring.
Like, oh, RPG.
I don't know what else they played on the Treehouse, but
probably a few other games, I'd say.
Yeah. But
maybe Fortnite.
That was a long episode, but we knew it would be, with especially Switch 2 Direct. But we appreciate you for hanging in there. I don't want to make any of you guys mad from what I said earlier, but just my opinion. You guys can have your opinion. That's fine. Just continue to listen to us. We love you guys no matter what you decide to do. But appreciate you guys, and follow all of our podcast socials, Twitch Geek YouTube accounts, personal Twitch Geek YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that crap, social media junk. And then our merch on TeePublic. Rylan, do you have anything?
As I said, follow our socials and whatnot. Join our Discord, link in the description. Everything is down below, you know, like always. We do have a Cash App if you guys want to support us in that and send us some money to help out with, you know, certain things, like obviously the podcast in general. But that's really all. Just thank you guys for listening. It's probably, how long has it, this episode?
An hour and 6 minutes.
That's our longest episode, probably. Something like that. So, yep. Sorry for the hour episode, but we already knew it was going to be long. It's both directs and one thing.
Why there's only two topics?
Yeah, that's why there's only... If we had the regular 3 to 4 or whatever, it would have been...
2 hours.
Forever. 2 hours. But yeah, thank you guys for all the support and stuff like that. And yeah.
All right.
That's all I have.
Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you next week.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.